I was sexually abused.
I was raped.
I started using drugs at the age of 15.
I was molested as a child.
I was an alcoholic.
I tried meth for the first time at 12.
I was a compulsive alcoholic.
I lost my kidney smoking crack.
Hello, hello everyone. Welcome back to Her Addiction Podcast. This is your girl, Joanna. Just want to say hi. How are you? I hope you are enjoying this beautiful day wherever you are in the world. Just want to tell you thank you so much for joining us and being a part of the community with us. Like, it absolutely matters so much that you all are tuning in and that you're just being, hopefully, we're praying that we're giving you hope and that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. This is what this is absolutely all about. So I wanted to start off with prayer real quick, and then we'll just jump right into what God is doing and what he has done in my life. And I pray that this encourages you and anyone in your life that is battling with anything that I'm going through or went through, or that any of the women here who have shared their testimonies have been through. So Father God, we just thank you. We thank you so much, Lord God. We thank you for being in our midst right now, Lord Jesus. We just thank you for loving us back to life, Father God. When we were about to give up, God, you just plucked us up and you just changed the dynamics of our lives, Lord God. The trajectory of our lives will never be the same, Lord God. Father, you have a plan and you have a purpose for our lives, Lord. And we see it clearly now because we see through your eyes, Lord Jesus. Lord, you have taken us behind the veil, Lord God, and we just thank you for giving us clarity, vision, and wisdom, Lord, and revelation knowledge to serve you for the rest of our lives, Lord God, and to be a vessel of hope to others, Lord Jesus. Father, I ask that anyone who is listening right now, Lord, if they're battling with anything, Lord God, I ask that you come into their lives, into their hearts, God, and you just do a new thing in them, Lord God. Do heart surgery, do mind surgery on them, Lord God, like you did for us, Lord God. Like you did for me personally, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. There is nothing that I wouldn't do for you, God. You have shown yourself worthy, Lord, and we are just so thankful, Lord Jesus. Father, it doesn't matter what any one of us have done, God. You will come and get us, God, and you will change us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, and we honor you, Father, for restoring everything the enemy has taken away from us, Lord Jesus, from our families, to our hearts, our minds, God, our relationships, Lord. We thank you for restoring it all, Father. Financially, whatever it is, I pray that the Lord restores it all for his glory. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. All right, so let's get right into it, you guys. My testimony is all about identity, and it is going to vary, obviously, every time I come on, but for the most part, my first one today with you guys is all about identity, because God came and he changed my complete identity. My DNA is completely different because of the grace of God. You know, I was living a lifestyle like many of us, just going through the flow, trying to fit in, trying not realizing that that's what we are doing, but that's what I did. You go on Facebook, you go on Instagram, you go on any social media platform, and you will notice that everybody is trying to be like everybody else. And I don't believe that's something on purpose, but it's just a part of how we're programmed. We just end up becoming like what we see. So we become what we behold, right? So I was in that. I was in that rat race and I was in it to win it. And I didn't realize that I was losing. I was losing. And you couldn't tell from the outside looking in. It looked like I had it together and, you know, blah, blah, blah. All this other beautiful stuff was happening from the outside. But I always knew there was some conviction. There was something wrong about my life. And not just my life, my lifestyle. And the people that surrounded me, I felt like spiritually they knew something was wrong, but they couldn't say anything because I had such a strong, demeanor about myself, a strong presence about myself, where people didn't want to cross that boundary with me. But that kept me in my sin. Now, it's no one's fault but my own, because I stayed in it, and I knew very well the conviction that the convictions I had were of myself. They were for me, and I dimmed the Holy Spirit a lot, and but thankfully he didn't stop speaking to me, which leads me straight to my testimony. It'll be brief. I'll give you kind of just a little bit of what I'm talking about. Now, I'll let you know also that I'm absolutely excited to announce that I'm also a graduate of Mary Song, and I'm so grateful that I came to Mary Song. It's not anything that was on my to-do list, but God saw differently, and I'm so grateful that he did, because it changed me. Like, that's just a whole nother story, whole nother day, but he changed me so much. I'm going to tell you as much as I can today, but he changed me for the good and for his glory, for the kingdom of God, and I'm just so grateful for that. Now, before coming to Mary Song, also, I'm the life coach and mentor for the women in the final phase of the program, the Deborah phase. So I don't want to miss anything. So forgive me if I'm kind of bouncing back and forth. But yeah, so I'm excited because I also started my own company, yada, yada, before coming. It's just the whole thing. When I tell you God will restore everything, you guys, there is hope. And don't you dare think about giving up. And don't think about not contacting God. Straight up. Like, he's right there waiting on you to call on him to change whatever it is that you know in your heart is not right and not in alignment with God's will for your life. He is there. He is waiting on you. And if you're hearing me right now, there is something in your heart saying, hey, God, I need to talk to you. So definitely do that. So anyway, here we go. Before coming to Mary Song Restoration Program, I was in spiritual and mental bondage. Now, this was a stronghold that attached itself to me at the age of 19 years old. I mean, I was a baby in junior college, and it refused to let me go. But it sifted me way before 19 years old, but it got hold of me at 19. Now, I lived in a constant battle of the mind, body, spirit, and soul, searching for my significance. Now, undoubtedly, I knew there was more to life, but I could never get a grasp of what that looked like, right? So eventually got to a point where I just stopped searching and I just began to settle. Now, settling seemed to be much easier and less effort was involved. But little did I know, the less I tried to find my way out, the more Satan was able to navigate and lead me into deeper sin, which eventually led to pride, and the loss of my identity. Now, this sin was homosexuality, and it consumed every fiber of my being. It was like that of a spider catching its prey. I was paralyzed in this state and wrapped up by the enemy, awaiting for him to devour me. But Jesus came and got me. And I feel like I get emotional right there because I'm like, Lord, I had no intention on going back to Jesus. I had none. I really just buried him deep down low. Like, I didn't want anything to do with him because I wanted to be in that sin. I wanted to be so actively in that sin. I did not want to talk to him about it because I knew he wouldn't approve. So I chose to just deny him and deny him and deny him. And he still chased after me. So there's that. Suddenly, you know, I left everything I ever knew the morning of October the 18th, 2021. My family and friends had no idea what was going on, but I knew the Lord was calling me from among them, much like Abraham. So after arriving at Mary Song on October the 28th of 21, of course, I was baptized quickly in water. October 29th, that's when I was baptized in the Heavenly Spirit. Now, I'm sorry, October 18th, I got here. Sorry, October 29th, I was baptized in water. November 3rd, I was baptized in the Heavenly Spirit. And then I was able to speak in tongues, which was completely new to me, but amazing. Like, it is such a powerful connection with God. It's just life changing. That changed the trajectory of everything. I often feel like my entire DNA has been altered and I'm no longer the same human being that walked into these doors. Now I'm truly his lily, his workmanship, his masterpiece. And now I never thought I would witness a day where I would be set free, healed, and delivered from the hands of the enemy. But Jesus rescued me and I'll never be the same. I've yielded myself to the Lord and I've asked him to use my life for his glory. And his response was, but now thus says the Lord who created you and he who formed you, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. Now, in some, it is still surreal to me, but I know I'm here for his plan and his purpose. I found my identity and significance in him and the search is now over. And with that said, y'all, I am encouraging you. I am exhorting you to just to know, to have quiet time with Jesus and to allow him to speak to your deepest inner parts of you that really, really, really need his love, support, nurturing, nourishing. He is the only one that can bring you back to life because it wasn't by the hands of no one made or forced me to do absolutely anything because I was quite fine doing what I wanted to do. I didn't need anyone to tell me what to do and how to do it and when to do it and who to do it with. I knew what I was doing. At least that's what I thought. It took Jesus Christ to come and get me and to tell me that I am a child of God and I'm His. And it's just absolutely amazing. And I am a brand new person because of it, which leads me to one of the blogs Pastor Frank Bailey wrote. It's a beautiful blog about, it's called A Brand New You. And I want to just kind of go over that really quick with y'all because it's beautiful. And I'm like, Lord, you did this for me and you did not have to. And if He can do it for me, He can do it for you. He is no respecter of person. He has every intention of changing who you no longer know you're supposed to. He has every intention on changing whoever you're not supposed to be. Meaning, you know what I'm saying? So there's a part of you that you know very well that God is saying, hey, give me that part of you. Come back home. You know, go back to your first love. So I'm very passionate about this, you guys, because the enemy is only here to kill, steal, and destroy. And if we're not aware, if we do not have a spiritual awareness of what God is doing, what He's up to, we're going to fall prey to what the enemy is doing. And we're all doing, a lot of us are already doing it now. You open your eyes, you see what's happening in the world. All these things are not coincidences or just this is what it's supposed to be like. No, read your word. You will see that these things are happening because the Lord said they would happen. None of it is a coincidence. Ask the Lord to reveal to you what He is up to. And just ask Him, Lord, don't do it without me. And Father, if there's anything within me that is not of you, Lord, remove it. And a lot of us are afraid to pray that prayer because we know that He's going to take out that very thing that we love or we lust or that we're so used to hanging on to and we're familiar with it and it's common and it's our friend and whatever. We're afraid to even ask because we know He's going to take out a lot of things, but I guarantee you He's going to replace it with even much more better desires that you can't even imagine, more than you can ask or imagine. God is just so amazing. So the blog again is, it's going to be, the scripture leads with John 3:6-7. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. All of us have struggled with life, you know, outbursts of anger, poor behavior, bad habits, need I go on. The problem isn't our behavior. The problem is us. We have something wrong in the core of our being. What could that be? Of course, it's the nature we inherited from our parents. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to disrespect good old mom and dad. I'm talking about your first parents, you know, Adam and Eve. They passed down something, that thing called sin, that no one wants to acknowledge or talk about, that thing that lurks behind all of our sorrow and problems in life. It is common to all humans. It is the unseen darkness at the core of man's very being. This sin is why things have gone so horribly wrong in our world. When you come to grips with that sin thing, then you understand the words of Jesus better. You must be born again. The problem we have, though, is this. Jesus taught that you can't even see it unless and until you were born again. Spiritual things are hidden from our eyes until that day when He makes all things new. Martin Luther describes this change that comes with new birth. Check out what he said. When your will is changed, what you love and desire changes as well. In order to become new, you must crawl into the gospel with your whole self. You must shed off this old skin as a snake does. When its skin becomes old, a snake looks for a narrow hole in the rock. It crawls through it and it sheds its skin, leaving it outside in front of the hole. Similarly, you also must go into the gospel and God's word. You must confidently believe its promise that God does not lie. So you shed off your old skin, leaving behind your old light, arrogance, will, love, desires, and what you say and do. You become a new and different person who views everything differently than before. When your will is changed, that is the problem. Our will is hopelessly enslaved to that old sinful nature. We don't have the capacity to change until your will is changed by the new birth. We have to put off the old and put on the new, you know, like the snake. We put off that old snake skin and we put on Christ. So maybe today, like most humans, you are struggling and quite frankly embarrassed by your problems and your behavior. You are not alone. Instead of hiding and pretending, step into the light of the gospel. As you do, he will make all things new. He will do more than just forgive. He will give you a new heart. This new heart has a new will, a will that actually has the ability and most of all, the desire to change. You guys, I pray that you've received something today from this word, from my testimony, from the blog, from Pastor Frank Bailey, just from prayer, just from the presence of God, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, right now. I'm going to just go straight into another prayer, Lord, and close this with you guys, because God is so good and he's so faithful and he really wants to see you win in this hour. You guys, I pray that you just find your will to want to find Jesus in your life. You know, there's no quick way of doing this thing when it's trying to find a back door to get to Jesus Christ. He's right there at the front door. You don't have to manipulate your way in a relationship with Jesus. He's right there. He sees what's happening. He sees what you're struggling with. He sees what you're battling with. He sees what you're uncomfortable with. He sees what you're settling for. God says, come to me and I will give you rest. He is just so faithful, you guys. And this is not about trying to convince you of who he is. It's a confirmation. Let our stories be a confirmation to what God is doing and what he has done. Don't just take our word for it. Go find out for yourself through the word of God, through the Bible. And if you're not sure, you do have wise counsel. You can always come. We have Victory Church. I mean, here in Metairie, it's just, you have a body of Christ. That's why we're all here. If you're not sure, but don't just close the door on an opportunity to enjoy the fullness of what God has for you. No matter what it looks like, God is the way, the truth, and the life. So again, Lord, we just thank you for this time together, Lord Jesus. And I just encourage everyone under the sound of my voice to just if they already know you, Father God, to go deeper, Father God. I ask that you give them a deeper revelation of who you are, Lord Jesus. Give them a fresh revelation, Lord Jesus, of who you are and what you're up to, Lord. Father, and if the people who hear me now, God, are not sure of who you are, God, I pray that they give their life to you fully this day, Lord Jesus. If they've tried everything else, Lord Jesus, I pray that they give you a try, Lord Jesus, in its fullness, God. This is the beginning of a new life. No matter what it looks like, you can start your life over today by giving your life to Jesus. He is faithful to complete the good work that he started in you since you were a little baby. He, since the foundations of this earth, he had a plan for you and he will not give up on you. Lord, we love you, Jesus, and we just thank you, Father. And until next time, y'all have a blessed and wonderful day. Amen.
I am redeemed.
I've been set free, and he who the Son sets free is free indeed.
Now I have hope in the future.
I'm a child of God.
I'm loved.
I'm fearfully and wonderfully made.
I am more than a conqueror by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony.